Juan, you're known as a pretty high-energy guy out there in the field. Do you have a different sense of energy and enthusiasm when you're out here, when it's just the young guys who are maybe experiencing camp for the first time and they're more excited to be in the NFL?
Yeah, you know what? It's exciting because, really, we have some really good young kids, and some of those young guys have a chance to help us this year. So, really, it's exciting, and it's also important that we teach our defense so that they can be prepared with the veteran guys and to help us.
Did you have any goals going into year two as defensive coordinator, things you'd like to work on here at camp?
You know what? Our goal as Philadelphia Eagles is to win a championship. I mean, that's, and everything is geared toward that. You know, we, you know, Coach Reed talks about that all the time. It's important. So all our goals are geared to winning a championship.
Talk about being in year two with especially your defensive line with Coach Mudd, having a second year with his group and being completely different from what happened last year.
Well, you know, I think that the important thing is that last year was last year. You know, we're excited about, we've had time in the OTAs to teach our concepts, and now we take it to a next level in training camp. You know, we're already moving up and getting prepared for those special packages that those great quarterbacks have.
How much difference are going to make to have tremendous production out of the defensive line last year? Do you expect even more out of them?
Well, yeah, I think when you talk about great production from the defensive line, you have to remember that it's not just those guys rushing. You know, a sack is caused by the back end, you know, tight coverage. I think if you talk to Howard Mudd and those guys, you know, the quarterback goes five plant or five hitch. I don't care who the D-line is, they're not going to get there. The key for the back end is to make that quarterback hold the ball to two hitches or three hitches. Now it gives a front. If they're a great or a good front, it gives them an opportunity to get there. Now, if they're not very good, they may not get there anyway. But the key is, the back end is tied to the front end. I think everybody, you know, everybody in our team, in our room understands that, you know.
And to that end, do you expect more production out of your defensive line? You know, you've had a lot of improvements, especially at the linebacker position. Do you expect to see more out of the line?
You know, a lot of times, improvement is not numbers. Improvement is consistency, meaning that the pressure that you can put. Sometimes you put a lot of pressure and the quarterback may not get sacked. He gets hit, or there's somebody in his face. Now, that, you know, we expect to see more of. You know, the numbers don't always tell the truth.
Hey, Juan, we were talking to you earlier about Michael Kendricks a little bit.
Right.
Obviously, you guys love his athleticism and all that. Is there anything in particular you're working with him on out here, or something that he really needs to work on making this transition?
You know what? I think that the thing with Michael, more than anything, John, is that, you know, there's so much media. You know, there's so much, you know, and I think for Michael is not to put too much on him. I mean, you don't have to do anything different than what you did in college, and you're going to be all right, man. Let's go, you know?
But he didn't play Sam in college and line up against a tight end a lot.
Well, the thing about it is, really, in football, you know, is that everybody's responsible for a gap. All right, so when he was playing his position, he had a gap.
Right.
All right, now the thing is that there was times where he had some blitzes or certain looks that he had to cover a tight end or had to line up over there. So it's not like it's not something that he's not used to. But, you know, to that regard, the best thing for him and all those young guys was we had OTAs. You know, we got so much. I was trying to go through some of our practice tape last night. I mean, there is so much practice tape. We had so many reps, and I'm not sure we had 10 to 12 weeks of time, you know, with the older guys, and then with the young guys, we had so much time where, you know, if he's gone through those things, you know that for football players, it's all muscle memory. It's all about doing something over and over and over, and he's had that opportunity, and I think that's been very beneficial for not just for him, but all the young guys.
How do you coach a guy who is 5'9"? In a league where tight ends can be 6'7", Jimmy Graham.
Michael's 5'9"?
Yeah.
No.
6 foot? I mean, he can't be more than 6 foot.
Man,
right?
I don't know, man. But when I see him, man, he looks like...
I'm 5'11", and he's shorter than me.
No, man, I don't know. I just... You know, when somebody, they tried to throw a bomb on him that in camp, remember that? And he intercepted it, right?
Yeah. That was the bracket, too, right? Yeah. The bracket was tall.
Yeah, you know. I mean, he's a competitor, man.
Sorry, 5'11", it says here.
Yeah, he's a competitor. He's relentless. You know, there's been a lot of good football players that weren't linebackers, that weren't, you know, 6 foot. I mean, how tall was Sam Mills? You know, the thing about Michael, he's got a lot of heart, man, and he's relentless. He's got a lot of heart, and he's relentless, man, you know?
One of, if I can change times, one of the few veterans out here is Keenan Clayton. He's in his third year. This guy's got a lot of physical abilities, but hasn't quite ever had, like, a defined role.
Well, I think last year he was helpful to us in the dime package, you know? He was able to help us. I mean, he did a good job. You know, he had a good training camp last year, if you remember. He had a really good game against the Jets. And then he had a little injury. But we were expecting a lot of things from Keenan. We have a lot of competition in that linebacker group. You know, Howie and Coach Reed added Miko, which gives us that leadership, that experience to help mold those young guys. But we have some really good athletes at that linebacker position and some good competition.
What do you see for Keenan? What can he do? Is it coverage where he's going to have to stand out?
Well, you know what? There's so many packages now. You know, you have base, you have nickel, you have dime. You know, last year he was on our dime package. You know, so now what he wants to do, too, is he wants to be part of that nickel package. He wants to be able to compete. And I think he's going to do a good job doing that. He's a little bigger. He weighed in at about 236 pounds.
What do you think O.J. Atagwe is going to bring to this team?
Experience, you know, which is important for the, you know, our safeties are young. I mean, I think Nate and Kurt, I think they're both, in their third year, maybe their fourth year. I mean, they're pretty young kids, you know, and O.J. brings a lot of experience and then competition in the back end.